Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Commitment is that you are able to get out there and call in and talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And for those that listened last week, there's a lot of stations that only carry us on Saturday evenings or Sunday evenings or both or, you know, any variety thereof. We've got weeknight affiliates. We've got weekend affiliates. And I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain
solve like math problems and stuff like that.
That app.
Yeah, it's wonderful. But it also, the latest version has a feature on it where it will check to see if you're awake, if you're still awake.
Mm.
And I had it set to do that 5 minutes after I woke up.
Yeah.
I decided to sleep a little bit longer, and the result of this was that every 5 minutes it was going off again, and you know,
there's a bug with that.
It's a bug.
I think so, because I remember trying it and something was wrong with it, and I stopped using that feature.
Yeah, having just woken up, I had no idea how to deal with it, because, mm-hmm. you know, going in and out of sleep like that. So eventually, I just powered down my phone. I was like, screw this, I'm not dealing with it anymore. And, you know, woke up about 2 hours later at like 10 in the morning, missing the trial of Rochelle Kelly, which I was really looking forward to getting to, but it seems like a lot of people did make it there.
Yeah, for sure. The courtroom was packed. In fact, it was standing room only. And based on just kind of the crowd outside, because you can tell who the Free Staters are, who the Libertarians are, even if you don't know all of them, because they know enough of each other to where they're all kind of hanging around in groups outside.
What other kind of person would show up to the trial except a Free Stater or Libertarian, right?
I'm glad you asked.
There was one counter-protester.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was so stupid. He was just standing there by the front door away from everyone else, and when I passed him, I was just like, it took me a second to realize he was a counter-protester because the sign was so bad. It just said, Rochelle's defense, and then in quotations, I don't want to.
She doesn't want to what?
Yeah, I
don't
know.
Not let her kids play at a playground? Because that's what all of this was about. For those who don't remember, we talked about it. It happened about a year ago, I believe.
It was over a year ago. It was April of last year. And then they arrested her several months later in September of last year.
Yeah, so they didn't even arrest her at the time.
Correct.
They just showed up, you know, several months later and arrested her for disorderly conduct and criminal trespass, is that the other one?
That's right, yeah. She and a couple of other sets of parents had gone to a playground. She doesn't even live in Concord, but they went to a park there in Concord. I guess it's got a nice playground.
Did any of the other parents get charged?
Yes, two other parents were arrested. I do not know their legal status as far as whether they took a plea deal or not, but in Rochelle's case, she was found not guilty today, much to the chagrin of the hater who had shown up.
The one hater.
Yeah, and he did sit in the trial with his mask on the whole time. And
I saw a brief clip where the judge also wore a mask throughout the trial.
Yep, he did.
He wasn't near anyone. He was like one of three people in a room of like 40 people wearing a mask.
Yeah.
That's silly.
The judge was in a mask. There was a reporter from, I believe, the Concord Monitor wearing a mask.
She was wearing two, I believe. Wow. I was trying to see. She's on the exact opposite side of the room for me that looked like two.
Now, in the judge's case, if you believe, you know, that COVID is a serious problem for elderly folks. He was very old.
I mean, are the masks supposed to prevent him from getting COVID?
I don't know.
I thought they're to protect you.
It's clear that this is a religious totem, and it's you know, being shown that they are part of this religion. And a judge is a very high-ranking priest in the religion of the state.
Absolutely.
My friend posted this meme today that said, if I have to wear a mask to protect your health, I'm going to start slapping McDonald's out of your hands, too.
That's a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
So how did all of this play out? Because what was her defense argument?
By the way, I don't think I said what percentage of the room was. It was at least 90% of this room was like liberty activists, people who supported Rochelle, there were actually about half a dozen cops that came in.
Yeah.
Jesus.
In plain clothes. So, like, it wasn't obvious unless you know what a cop looks like, and they also were carrying
guns. And somebody was like, I mean, the doorman, I don't really know what you call him, he was like asking, are you guys a witness, sir? And one of the police officers was just like, no, we're just here to observe. They were just there, so, like, they thought that.
Carrying guns, but they're
and handcuffs.
Observe. Right.
So, I see, there wasn't a jury for this trial, correct?
Correct. This was a... It might have been a Class A misdemeanor. I suspect that's how it was originally charged, whether they kept it that way. For those that aren't aware, New Hampshire, because every state's different with how they classify things, New Hampshire has misdemeanor and violation level trespass, criminal trespass. And the misdemeanor can be a Class A or a Class B. And it just depends on how they want to charge you.
Sure.
So they can feel like charging you with a Class A and do that, in which case you're then facing up to a year in jail, as well as a fine. And I believe it's over, maybe slightly over $1,000 fine possible. And then a Class B would be only a fine and no jail time.
So she was facing a Class A.
I believe she was.
Oh, this is what she says. She says, it was Class A to begin with. When they saw I had so much support, they dropped it to Class B, so I didn't get a jury trial.
That's why.
Yeah.
Because if you have a Class A, you can have a jury trial that you can choose. You can decide whether you want the bench trial or the jury trial. And then in New Hampshire, you can actually, if you want, you can have the bench trial first. And if you don't get the verdict that you want, not guilty, then you can actually go back and do what's called a de novo trial in front of a jury. So you actually get a second crack at it in New Hampshire if it's a Class A misdemeanor or a felony.
And then you could appeal that if you still don't get the result that you want, correct?
You can, but then you're just going up in front of the Supreme Court. You can only appeal on questions of law and errors of the court.
Okay.
So it's not the same as a true trial again.
So what was the judge's reasoning for finding her not guilty? Just the obvious that, I mean, she was at a public park, so she clearly wasn't trespassing and she
No, unfortunately it wasn't that. The judge was basically saying he was backing up the police, saying that the police gave her a lawful order to leave. He just basically said that she left within enough time.
Well, I guess that's still a minor victory. She's not guilty. So
yeah. So what happened? The video that I had originally posted at freekeen.com back when this incident occurred was only part of the video. I didn't know that at the time. I got what video I had and I put it up there.
Right.
But it turns out there was more video of sort of what happened initially when the police first arrived at the playground. Because again, these people were just playing on the playground.
Doesn't sound like a lawful order for police to show up to a playground and be like, hey, no, you and your kids, you have to leave.
Well, the thing is, the playground was closed legally by governor's orders. Now, whether or not that's considered a legal closing or not was not addressed in this particular trial. That would be something that likely would have to be appealed up to the Supreme Court if she was found guilty. But the judge didn't find her guilty, so you can't appeal the decision in this particular case. So is a judge's order law? Well, the police treat it like it is, but it's not. So, you know, there's definitely a big question mark on the legality of these orders in the first place. But because King Sununu declared that parks should be closed, or in this case the park was technically open, playgrounds should be closed. So you could be in the rest of the park. You just couldn't be on the playground. There was caution tape around the playground. So it didn't say, and Rochelle's attorney pointed this out and asked the witnesses, which were the police in this case, you know, did the tape say do not cross? No, it didn't. The tape said caution.
And he said the police could have used do not cross tape.
They could have.
Interesting.
So, yeah, okay. We'll use caution. Thanks. We're going to have fun on the playground.
Yeah,
apparently,
sure.
There was a sign at some point in the caution tape about how the playground was closed, but they may or may not have seen that sign. So it came down to the police to issue a quote-unquote lawful order to each of the playground participants telling them that they have to leave or they'll be charged with disorderly conduct and or criminal trespass. And so once Rochelle was given a direct order to leave by the police, she was already up on or partially up on some of the equipment. So she continued to go towards, you know, to use the equipment in her exit. She slid down a slide, which actually removed her from the taped off zone as soon as she exited the slide.
It was in the video and they kept playing it like the prosecution kept playing. It was just so funny to see like a slide happened again, like it was so egregious.
It was all so stupid.
How would you have felt being one of these cops harassing this woman for letting her kids play at a playground? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Definitely a day of good news and bad news if you look at the news. Evidently, AMC is planning to accept Bitcoin by 2022, which of course is good news. However,
they were still open.
Right? Well, this may, in fact, save them.
It might. It might be too little too late, but good for them.
Well, I mean, if they, you know, are willing to accept Bitcoin in return for tickets or whatever, they're going to do a lot better than any of the other movie companies.
I think so.
At least in the long term. L.A., of course, is looking at requiring people to get vaccinations. The U.S. government wants to have, it wants to control how people access the Internet.
Oh, boy.
And that was sort of included in the recent infrastructure package that the Senate approved. And a company called Circle, that I don't know anything about them. Who are they and what do they do?
Circle is a corporation that I think they started by being just, you know, a Bitcoin seller or whatever, and they ended up creating their own stable coin with combining together with Coinbase in order to do that. So USDC is the second most market cap size stable coin, which for listeners that don't know, that's a cryptocurrency token that's backed by a thing. In this case, it's backed by the US dollar or some dollar equivalent. Essentially. So USDT, which is known as Tether, is the number one, and that's, you know, a massive, I think it's the number three crypto on the planet right now by market cap.
Jesus.
And
so do we know that Circle has the dollars they say they have?
Yeah.
Apparently Tether doesn't.
Right, that's the big question mark.
They're like 30%.
With a lot of these crypto stable coins is, do they actually have what they claim to have in reserve? Tether apparently just came out with a report showing that they didn't, that they have all these quote-unquote investments, but they didn't have actual dollars behind it or something. That's what I've heard. I've not read that for myself.
I haven't read it either, but somebody told us that.
Sounds risky.
Yeah, supposedly USDC is shored up better than Tether.
Well, if they're tied up with Coinbase to some degree, I imagine they are a bit more on the up and up. The people behind Tether?
USDC is currently the number eight crypto by market cap. So if you look at Tether, they've got about $63 billion in market cap, and USDC has about $28 billion. So it's a big competitor
Tether. And they basically want to be a bank.
They do, and I'd love to talk about that, but I don't think we're done quite yet with Rochelle Kelly and what happened there. So just to catch your listeners up, Rochelle was arrested just about a year ago, after 5 months after the incident occurred, which was back in April, where she and her kids and some other parents were at a playground in Concord, and the cops showed up, which means someone called them. So some busybody neighbor across the street or whatever, it wasn't like there were a bunch of kids at this playground. It was closed. There was caution tape around the playground. So somebody saw these kids at the park, called
That's
up the
despicable.
Police.
Despicable.
Yeah. And then the police came by and told them, you have to leave.
Instead of just ignoring them or not responding to the call.
Correct. And these hero cops who had to testify today because Rochelle didn't take the plea deal.
What was that like, listening to these cops testify? Did they get all teary-eyed and crying like the ones who testified about the January 6th event did?
The first one was all serious and really careful, like talking really slow, thinking things through before she talked, blinking nonstop. She was just blinking and
mouth breathing
the entire time. And she was horrible. And then the second one was like giggling on his way up. You know, this isn't a big deal.
He's a detective.
I'm a detective for youth services. I was like, creep.
Yeah, he looked
That's weird.
Creepy as well. So the cops were very proud, clearly, of what they did. I said to the female cop who testified first after she had left the room, she was sitting outside on her phone. I had to go to the restroom. So I walked out, went to the restroom, noted where she was seated all by herself. And then I came back and I just said something to her like, is this why you became a police officer? So you could arrest parents at the playground, you know, with their kids or whatever. And she just stared at me. She didn't have anything to say.
Then I went to the bathroom right after him, and I was just like, wow, she looks pissed off. Like, I was, like, trying to avert my gaze from her, and she's, like, talking to the doorman all, like, really seriously. I think she was, like, telling
Well, hopefully
on.
She felt disappointed in herself. Because ultimately what they did was nothing to be proud of. They harassed a mother and ultimately arrested her for allowing her children to play.
She's probably just going through in her head it wasn't my fault. I was following orders.
The original charges, by the way, were disorderly conduct and criminal trespass. So Rochelle was originally facing 2 years in prison at Class A level misdemeanor charges. They dropped the disorder. I asked her after the trial. There's a little bit of sort of post-interview on the video, which you can see at freekeen.com. And by the way, it's exclusively on Odyssey. So I asked her, it's like, well, what happened to the original charge? Because I remembered that there were two charges. So, well, when did they drop the other charge? And she said they dropped the disorderly conduct charge, like, this morning or yesterday or something.
Wow.
Literally right before the trial.
Yeah, because I thought there were two charges.
Which was interesting because I forget who pointed this out later on, but there's probably a stronger case for disorderly conduct than criminal trespass, simply because disorderly conduct is such a mess of a statute. It's just such a wide-cutting statute. There's so many different...
Sure, basically anything can be considered disorderly conduct.
So it's a surprise.
I think because she just didn't take a plea deal, that they were just afraid to prosecute her for this because it would get eventually probably, you know, appealed.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it probably would have been appealed, but it just doesn't make sense as to why they... Like, I wonder what their reason was for dropping disorderly but keeping trespass. Anyway, that's what they did, and so she faced the criminal trespass, was found not guilty. And what was also interesting was the judge found, even though he was masked, it was hard to hear him, but the judge did find her not guilty in court, which is unusual. I've seen a lot of trials over the years of activists for various different things, and most of the time when a judge is going to find you not guilty, he wants to do it quietly. So
really?
Yeah. And the reason is because it's more of a show if he does it in court. And, you know, everybody, that courtroom was standing room only.
Oh, I bet the standing ovation was, enormous.
Yeah, there was a standing ovation. Whereas, if
and
the judge...
And we had Footloose there.
Yeah, and then Footloose, as soon as the judge left the chambers, he started yelling at the cops. It was fantastic. But if the judge wanted to, he could have just said, well, I'm going to take this under advisement, and left the court, and there would have been no standing ovation.
It sounds like they wanted to make a show of finding her not guilty. Hey, we're not really that bad. I mean, sure, the cops are wrong here, but we're not going to be the people who prosecute a mother for letting her kids play on the playground. Maybe that was why they dropped the disorderly conduct.
Or maybe the judge wanted to look good toward his retirement, because a rumor had it he was very close to being retired. So he made the show of just finding her not guilty right then and there. And, you know, the hater who'd been sitting there in the audience the whole time.
Did he cry?
Hoping and hoping and hoping she'd be found guilty. He got up and left as soon as he could to get out of there.
It's on the video. It's pretty funny.
I was hoping I would still see him outside because I didn't get a chance to interview him and I really wanted to.
Apparently he started yelling Rochelle's address to her and telling her, I know where you live.
Oh, she's had death threats.
Over this? Over
taking her kids to the park.
That's a severe overreaction. But, I mean, even having a hater show up to her trial is a severe overreaction. I mean...
Yeah, I said, well, Rochelle's made it. She's got a hater. She's got an actual counter-protester.
At least one. 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Wednesday holding a virtual meeting with governors, mayors, and other state and local and tribal officials to discuss the importance of the $1 trillion Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure package.
The Senate passed the bipartisan infrastructure bill in no small part because of all of you, and a significant milestone in the road toward making what we all know are long overdue and much-needed investments. As Gretchen, when she ran, said, just fix the roads. But we're going to do more than that this time around.
According to Republicans, the bill will add $1.75 trillion over 10 years to the national debt. The Dixie Fire burning in California is now the 15th most destructive in the state's history. It's burned nearly 500,000 acres. This is USA Radio News. As U.S. troops continue to leave Afghanistan, the Taliban is continuing to gain more control of the country.
The Taliban seized three more provisional capitals in Afghanistan and a local army headquarters in a blitz across the country's northeast, officials said Wednesday. With the insurgents now controlling some two-thirds of the nation, the United States and NATO finalized their withdrawal after decades of war. Kabul itself has not been directly attacked. The speed of the Taliban victory raises questions how long the Afghan government can maintain control of its countryside. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
South Florida could feel the effects of a new tropical storm by the end of the week. The National Hurricane Center saying last night that Tropical Storm Fred formed near Puerto Rico, and there's a risk of wind and rain hitting the Keys Friday. The storm could then spread north through the peninsula and up the panhandle. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the conversation with us tonight. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And if you want to watch the full video of the trial of Rochelle Kelly, then you're going to have to do it at video.freeking.com because there it can't be censored. I know the Freeking YouTube channel has had issues in the past based on a 15-second clip of, I think, I don't remember who it was, but it was...
There's been more than one takedown from YouTube.
I'm not surprised. I mean, that's common. But on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, they're all censoring people. Odyssey doesn't do that. Library doesn't do that. It's an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we've been using it for years at Free Talk Live. So check it out, video.freeking.com, if you want to watch the full trial where Rochelle Kelly was found not guilty.
That's right.
In the courtroom for allowing her kids to play on a playground.
Now, she's now actually facing another charge as of a recent arrest that happened, two, 3 weeks ago, something like that?
The charge there is resisting arrest, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was originally something else and resisting arrest.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Disorderly? No, it wasn't disorderly. It was interfering with government administration.
Oh, yeah, business, yeah.
Yeah, and which is actually a charge I got years ago for standing in front of a police cruiser. She was on the side of the road with her family.
Well, they wanted to unlawfully search her vehicle.
Correct, and she stepped in and closed her vehicle's door. She was already out of the car at that point. She was yelling at the police, like, hey, you can't do that. Closed the door to her car, and they just immediately arrested her for it. So now they've dropped the interfering with police business or whatever, government business charge, and now she's only facing a resisting arrest charge, which is one of the craziest things. How are you getting a... A resisting arrest charge, but there's no other charge. How does that happen exactly?
You would think that such charges would just automatically be thrown out by the judge. Oh, you have a charge for resisting arrest, but there's no other charge, so clearly the arrest was unlawful.
We're arresting you for resisting arrest, ma'am.
They don't do that all the time. I thought that was
pretty... They have done that a myriad of times to activists.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it never makes any sense whatsoever. And that video, I don't know if that's been posted anywhere yet. I've been trying to get my hands on the actual video. I don't know if it's one of those things that's just been floating around Telegram, which that's nice. Telegram's great for communicating with one another, but as a chat room.
Right.
But it's better to put it up on a video platform that people can access. So I'm hoping to get that.
I have it. It's on Telegram.
Right. I would love to get it. If somebody can send it to me, I'd appreciate it.
Anyway, in other news, we were talking about Circle earlier. Did they call themselves that as a sort of a play on Square?
Maybe. I don't know.
The company that owns Cash App, which also deals in Bitcoin. But Circle, at the very least, this is what I talked about at my presentation at Porkfest. You know, cryptocurrency exchanges, they want, and not just exchanges, but cryptocurrency companies, they want to become the next banks. They want to put Wells Fargo and Bank of America and all of those out of business. Presumably, I don't think they really care if they stay in business or not. But they want to become the new banks in the cryptocurrency world and perform exactly the same evils that the current banks have been doing. So Kraken established their own bank, I think, in Minnesota.
Wyoming.
Wyoming. And now Circle wants to be a bank.
Yeah, and it caught my attention, I mean, not because it's particularly unusual for one of these crypto companies, as you say, to be interested in banking, but what they describe themselves or what their plan as is very unusual. Goldman Sachs-backed digital payment company Circle, this is from Cointelegraph.
They're backed by Goldman Sachs.
Apparently they are now.
Hasn't Goldman Sachs been railing against cryptocurrency for like...
They changed their tune.
Okay.
But I don't think they were originally backed by Goldman Sachs. Anyway, Circle has officially disclosed its plans to become a full reserve national digital currency bank in the United States.
But there is no national digital currency in the United States.
I guess that just means that they will be a national bank.
Okay.
Chartered nationally. So
are they their crypto a digital currency? Because isn't it not a digital currency?
They have what they call a stable coin, which is, again, backed by the U.S. dollar, supposedly, and issued on different blockchains. So, for instance, the Ethereum blockchain, you can issue tokens.
Right.
And I don't know which other blockchain Circle's USDC is on, but I think it's on a couple others. And so they have that. And they also have been selling Bitcoin for years. I remember that was one of the ways people bought Bitcoin early on. The company was founded in 2013. So it's, as far as the crypto space is concerned,
they've been around a while.
They've been around. But to call it a full reserve bank is something I've never seen.
That means they will only loan out money that they actually have. Right.
Right.
And what a crazy concept.
Right. For listeners that aren't aware, banks don't do that. When we grow up and we're told about banking and our parents explain to us, a loan or whatever, that's what we're told is, oh, well, you give money to the bank and they loan it out to people. No, that's not exactly what they do. In most cases, banks are what's called fractional reserve banks. And there used to be a rule that required a bank to have 1/10 roughly of what it was going to loan out on reserve in order to make the loan. From what I understand, in early 2020, during COVID, Trump got rid of that rule.
Yes. And I mean, so initially, no, it was that if you deposited $100 into a bank, they would use that to loan out $900.
Basically. Yeah, it was a 1-9 ratio or something like
that. Yeah, that way they had, $1,000 out there based on the $100, 10-1.
Yeah.
They had 10% of it in reserve. But during the pandemic, some government entity got rid of the fractional reserve requirement entirely.
Correct. Which means they can just loan out as much as they want with no reserve.
Which is crazy because you would think that they would want to have at least 10%. That seems so low.
Well, and for listeners that are shocked by this, because it's a shocking thing to find out. Like, wait, you're telling me the bank is loaning money it doesn't have? Yeah. That's exactly what the system is all about. And what that actually means is the bank itself is minting dollars. It's printing money in the process of making that loan. So it's not just the Federal Reserve that can print money and increase the money supply. All of its member banks can also create money out of thin air.
I didn't notice about banks until I was 21. Tom Woods taught me.
Yeah, they do it all the time. I mean, that $230,000 loan you got for your house or whatever, the bank didn't actually give out $230,000 of money that it had. It just wrote down the number saying that it did, and then you paid it back, and suddenly they were $230,000 richer.
Oh, no, more than that, because you paid it back with interest.
Ah,
so
true.
Do the calculation on a mortgage payment over 30 years or even a 15-year, you're going to pay a lot more on top of that $230,000. It might be after 30 years, it might be more like $400,000+ that you end up paying that bank back.
And that's just free money to the bank.
Right. And where does that money come from?
Your hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere else.
So here's the thing. If a bunch of money is being printed out of thin air and demanded that interest be paid on it in order to pay that loan back, where does the money come from to pay that loan back? Because there hasn't been that much that was like created, right? Like, so right. The bank only made $230,000, and this bank over here only made X thousand. You know, so like, where does that money come from? There's not enough money to pay all these debts back.
No, in theory, the principals could be paid back, but it's theoretically impossible for the amount of money to exist for all of the principals and all of the interest to be paid back.
Right.
In theory, it's just simply impossible, which means that everywhere, someone will be in debt. And it's just a game of musical chairs, whether or not you're the one who's left standing there when the banks call in their money.
So, back to Circle, which, again, is opening a full reserve bank, which is amazing. Now, maybe there are others. I mean, this might be a thing. Maybe there's like a very small percentage of banks that are actually full reserve out there, but
I've never heard of that.
This is the first I've heard of such a thing. The founder of Circle noted they are willing to operate under the supervision and risk management requirements of the Federal Reserve, U.S. Treasury, Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the FDIC. So, you know, they're completely, going to be government. You have to be in order to create a bank, but they're going to obey the government. He says, quote, "We believe that full reserve banking built on digital currency technology can lead not to just a radically more efficient, but also a safer, more resilient financial system." And they're already starting with nearly $30 billion in stablecoin deposits that they have for themselves.
Well, whatever they do is already an improvement over the current banking system, even if it does ultimately come just as evil. More coming up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That's the number if you want to weigh in and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. And, you know, I recently had Comcast. I keep wanting to call them Comcast. Spectrum out to upgrade my internet, and I'm very happy with the service in general. I've never had an outage with them, and it's fast enough to do everything that I need it to do. Now, of course, you have a much better internet connection here. It's not available where I'm at. You have a fiber connection.
I can't believe it's available in Keene, but we've got it.
Yeah, and it's a gig down and gig up, and it's like almost a tenth the price of what I'm paying, realistically.
No, I'm paying $270 a month.
Oh, I thought it was $35 a month.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. No. Well, I don't know where I got $35 a month from then.
There's a residential version that's available for $70. Which is pretty awesome. I mean, that's a great price for a gigabit.
It is.
Yeah.
So, are you happy with your internet connection? Because I'm happy with mine. And I imagine a lot of listeners out there are happy with theirs. However, the U.S. government wants to change that.
They're going to make it better. What are you talking about?
Well, they want a greater role in how Americans access the internet, and the U.S. government having a greater role in anything has never improved that industry.
Yeah.
The Biden administration wants to recast broadband as a basic necessity in the infrastructure bill making its way through Congress.
And which, by the way, was passed by the Senate, 2 days ago or something like that?
What is broadband? Sorry.
Well, there are basically two types of ways to send data. One is single band, which is just like one packet at a time over one wire, and broadband allows multiple at a time. So broadband is a class of different internet options like fiber and cable and stuff like that that are significantly faster than something like dial-up, which is just one way at a time and one packet at a time.
So, I think dial-up is duplex, but it is not wideband, meaning that there's not a lot of data.
I think it is duplex. It can send and receive simultaneously.
Correct. But there's just not a lot of data that can pass over those lines.
So and that was a bad answer. I learned that 12 years ago in college, so, and I haven't given it any thought since about what the difference between broadband and narrowband is, so I'm sure people out there...
There's some sort of arbitrary distinction of, okay, this is a broadband connection, this is not, but I think you've made a good technical distinction on it.
So Congress on Tuesday advanced the legislation that the Senate approved in the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, which allocates $65 billion in new taxpayer money to expand high-speed internet access for millions of unconnected households.
Hold on. Didn't you tell me once, Bonnie, that your parents actually had dial-up at one point?
Yep.
Okay, so I was
on Neopets and have to listen to that. I couldn't use it if somebody's on the phone or something like
that's
that.
That's right, yeah, correct.
I was using dial-up as recently as 2006.
Oh, man.
Well, this was Mississippi, right? The options were satellite, like HughesNet or WildBlue,
right,
which was extremely expensive, and then you only got like 17 gigabytes a month or something like that.
And high delay.
Yeah, so it was not very good. Or dial-up.
Man.
I mean, it sucks.
That's tough living.
But, I mean, eventually the problem solved itself. I mean, cable didn't become accessible in those rural areas, but 3G did, and that was significantly faster. Then we just started tethering our phones, and then I moved to a place that wasn't, you know, the middle of nowhere in Mississippi, and I started using actual broadband. I was like, oh, okay, so
that's nice. So you've experienced non-broadband connection, and so you now know what the difference is.
Yeah, and I think that's why when you first said the government wants to mandate broadband, I was like, isn't that a bad old thing? Because I haven't heard about it since the days of, we now have broadband connection.
Yeah, these days, I mean, I imagine the amount of people on dial-up is very, very, very small.
Yeah, even out in rural Mississippi, I can't imagine too many people are still using dial-up. Yeah, but once upon a time, I played World of Warcraft on dial-up. Yeah, I mean, it was actually manageable.
I haven't had dial-up for 25 years. They first brought cable modems into Sarasota, Florida, which is where I'm from, in 1996.
Nice.
And we got it early on. So I've been off dial-up for that long, and I would never go back.
Yeah, I would not either. I mean, even being from the South and, you know, rural Mississippi, I can't imagine anyone there is still using dial-up.
Well,
even my grandmother has AT&T broadband. I mean, it's terrible, and she pays way too much for it, and she wouldn't listen to me about better options, but she does have broadband.
What's the thing? There's Starlink. That's what it is. So Elon Musk is putting together a company, or already has put together and is in a beta test now, of this thing called Starlink, which is using low Earth orbit satellites, a bunch of them, to transmit and receive internet signals wirelessly, satellite basically, but it's faster satellite because the satellites are literally closer to you than the ones that are way out there, and so the speeds are apparently...
And there's more of them.
Yeah, so the speeds are apparently amazing. And this has begun the rollout in northern parts of North America. So we actually may see a beta test of our area of New Hampshire by the end of this year or early 2022.
I don't like Elon Musk, but I think I'm curious enough that I would happily take part in this beta test.
I've signed up for it, actually.
Oh, really?
So, yeah,
okay.
We'll try it out when it gets up here. But that's going to be a game changer for those people in the rural areas who are either stuck with crappy satellite or
dial-up. Well, it's a game changer for the entire world because, as
that's
I understand
well.
It, there's basically just like two data pipes that connect the United States to the rest of the world that run across these oceans.
I mean,
I think it was Chris Wade who told me this, and I never heard anything about it prior to that.
What does that mean, data pipes?
So
like literally underwater pipes?
Yes.
The internet is really tubes you can clog up?
Yeah. If you go and you look for underwater internet cables, and it'll come up with, okay, here it is, submarinecablemap.com. It's one of the most interesting like maps that you can look at. It shows all these trunks, and there's way more than two.
Okay.
I mean, you can look at just the Atlantic Ocean here, and it's, you know, there's a lot.
Oh, wow, there are a lot more.
Yeah, so maybe at one time,
I'm sure it started with one.
Right. There's some islands. Like, you have to be on a crappy island to only have two trunks coming to your, you know, your location.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a pretty neat little map because you can see where all the big sort of data junctions are that are on the coastlines and all around the world, which is pretty fun.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, it'll still be nice not to have to rely on actual pipes to communicate with the rest of the world. Instead, we have these satellites that are orbiting the Earth that are, you know, allowing those communications to happen.
And it'll allow, and you touched on this, it'll allow people in countries where there are very few internet connections available. Like you said,
imagine how this could affect the censors in China.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, in some nations, they will arrest you if you have a satellite dish, so they could just outlaw satellite dishes entirely. But nonetheless, people do still get their hands on those dishes. They smuggle them, right? Like, it becomes a black market product.
But then how do you hide that?
They have ways, and it's not easy to do that, and they have cops who go around looking for them. So, I mean, you're taking a severe risk in order to do that, but in order to get, you know, information away from the government, that's an option. Cuba, by the way, is one of those countries. I think Iran is another one. So this is really cool stuff that's going on. The Starlink is going to allow people in un-internet-connected countries, because there's still billions of people in the world. I mean, we take it for granted. We're like, hey, broadband, we got it for years, no biggie. But in a lot of places, they don't even have dial-up. They have nothing as far as internet is concerned.
Right. Well, some of these countries, I mean, they don't generally have running water and stuff like that.
Correct. Well, so a lot of them do have electricity, but they don't have anything else. Yeah, that's all they got. So this will be a game changer for a lot of those people as well, especially if it can be done affordably, which is always, you know, a challenge for people in third world countries.
Could this government bill potentially mess up Starlink, you know?
Well, I don't know. I don't know exactly what they're proposing. All she said, or all Aria has said so far, is that they're calling it critical or whatever, that they think everyone should have it. It's like a public utility.
A human right, yeah. Basically, is how they want to characterize broadband access.
And I don't like that.
I don't either, but I don't want to move on from Elon Musk yet, because he's someone who I just don't understand. You know, the stupid Tesla truck that he designed, and I say that because it looks stupid. Sorry, Mark, if you're listening, that truck looks stupid.
I suspect someone else designed it. He's just the guy that runs the company.
Right. What did I say? He designed
it?
Yeah, he probably did approve it.
Regardless, people on the internet characterize it as, you know, it's the ultimate Boogaloo truck for whatever reason. And
okay. Is it bulletproof glass or something?
I don't recall. I think so.
I don't believe it.
But then he comes out with Starlink, which could be used to bypass, you know, internet censorship and things like that. So,
well, that presumes that he won't be censoring the internet.
Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But I just can't get my mind around, you know, what is it that he's trying to do and what is he trying to achieve?
I don't know. He's an eccentric, crazy billionaire, which, you know, you gotta love those guys. I mean, they do interesting things, whether they're always useful or not. Not, you know, sometimes you fail, right? You gotta throw a bunch of stuff up against the wall and see what sticks.
Absolutely. So this legislation would wire communities across the country that companies haven't reached because it's not profitable, by the way, and subsidize bills for low-income households. Private companies would be required to publish details about their products and offer low-cost service plans if they take federal funds to help build networks. There's more coming up about how the federal government wants to destroy the internet. You can join us 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.